السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Normally, after a jalsa, I say a few matters with regards to the jalsa. Or I speak with the subject matter of the gratitude to Allah the Supreme. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, with a 1 week gap, the Jalsa Salanas of the USA and Canada took place in the last 2 weeks and have now concluded. Where, because of my participation in these Jalsas, I had the opportunity to directly address these Jamaat. There, because of meeting the members of the Jamaat, I also learn about many matters. I learn about the various problems and issues. I come to know of the moral and spiritual state of the respective Jamaats. Through this, it becomes easier to guide the Jamaat in various matters. In fact, guidance is imparted. Thus, in this regard, my tour of the USA and of Canada has been beneficial and useful. I hope and I expect and I pray that through this tour of the USA and Canada, the members of the Jamaat, both men and women, have also derived benefit. In addition, by meeting with some non-Muslims, some non-Ahmadis, and some well-known personalities of the countries, an opportunity is gained to introduce the Jamaat. In this regard also, through the grace of Allah the Almighty, in both places, the USA and Canada, I acquired such opportunities. Alhamdulillah, in both countries, good work is being carried out in this respect. Both Jamaats have increased their scope of contacts outside the Jamaat. In any case, first of all, with this reference, today I would like to present this subject matter as I mentioned at the outset. That is, matters that I discuss after a Jalsa is concluded with regards to gratitude to God. For this, I and all of you should be extremely grateful to God the Almighty, for He enabled us to organize the Jalsa Salanas and then to participate in them. Subsequently, God the Almighty infused blessings in the Jalsa. Thus, in every respect, with betterment and blessings, the Jalsas came to their conclusion. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. However, as I repeatedly stated, both during the USA and the Canada Jalsa, the real purpose of the Jalsa Salana is to inculcate a pious reformation within yourself. This betterment and these blessings occur in reality at that time, through the participation of the Jalsa, when we develop pious reformations within ourselves. Further, these transformations should not be short-term. Rather, alongside a permanent endeavor and effort, we should strive to make these transformations a part and parcel of our lives. This is what I have stated again and again. All of these things then shed light and open up the subject matter of gratitude to God. When this subject of gratitude to God is clarified, a mu'min, that is, a true believer, then continuously becomes the recipient of the reward and blessings of God. In this way, after receiving one blessing and reward, a person continues to receive these blessings and rewards. God, who is the one who makes true promises, He has promised those who are grateful to Him. Allah the Almighty has proclaimed, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you become grateful, I will grant you and bestow upon you even more. Thus, Allah the Almighty increases His favors and His rewards upon such people who are grateful to Him. And for an Ahmadi Muslim, what bigger reward and favor is there of Allah the Almighty? That in this age, Allah the Almighty has enabled us to accept the Imam of the time. That Imam who guided us towards performing righteous deeds and developing pious reformation within. So therefore, every single Ahmadi needs to come to comprehend this issue and subject matter. This is so that he or she can become the recipients of the rewards of Allah, and not instead become one of those who display ungratitude to God the Supreme. Such people become those who incur the wrath and anger of God Almighty. After coming to these countries, from a worldly perspective, Allah the Almighty has bestowed innumerable blessings upon you. Some people have been bestowed upon with great blessings in this regards. Many people's circumstances have greatly improved compared to before after coming into these countries. As I said in my speech at the Jalsa, as a result of the means that Allah the Almighty has provided you after you have come here, your worldly circumstances and state of affairs have become better. This also is a blessing of Ahmadiyyat. Those persons are most certainly ungrateful to God and are lowly in God's eyes, who on the basis of Ahmadiyyat, they came here, they set foot here and took asylum, yet when their circumstances improved, they started raising objections against the Jamaat and then detached themselves from the community. In any case, the Jamaat is entirely unconcerned with such people. God the Supreme, by separating such people, has bestowed a favor on the Jamaat. However, every Ahmadi needs to bear this in mind. that he will really be grateful? Well, in a true sense, he keeps in view that he has to make efforts to attain the pleasure of God, and he recognizes the purpose of his creation. And whilst keeping all of this in view, an Ahmadi should inculcate pious reformation within himself. You need to try to tread on the path of that uswa, that example, which was presented before us by our Master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. It is mentioned in the narration that before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sleep at night, he would recall all the innumerable blessings that God had bestowed upon him during the day and would express gratitude to Allah for his rewards and blessings. He would state, "All praise belongs to Allah, who has bestowed upon me blessings and favors, who has granted me all of this, and has granted me immeasurably." It is the remembrance and praise of Allah that is entailed within this. Further, this was the state of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's worship, that whilst he was carrying out his worship, it is mentioned in the narration, the feet of the Prophet would become swollen. When someone said to the Holy Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why do you endure so much hardship?" he would respond, "Should I not become a grateful servant to God?" Thus, it is the obligation of the followers of this grateful servant to God and his ummah, that is his community, that in accordance with their faculties and capabilities, they should strive to follow this uswa, this model, so that in accordance with the promise of God the Supreme, we can partake of God's love. As Allah the Exalted has stated, addressing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fattabi'uni yurhibkumullah," that follow me, endeavor to act upon my uswa-e husana, my most excellent and blessed model. You will then become the beloved of God, and you will partake of the love of the Lord. The love of Allah the Almighty will then bestow upon you further rewards, further bounties, and further blessings, which you will partake of. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would not display this gratitude only when he received blessings. In fact, when he was saved from any difficulty or tribulation, he would display gratitude to God, to the extent that even in small and trivial matters, we find in the life of the Prophet the pinnacle levels of gratitude to God Almighty, even in daily routine life. And even aside from this, he would always display gratitude to God. Therefore, this is that true gratitude which we should strive to emulate. Gratitude of this type is of such a kind through which Allah the Almighty bestows even more grace and blessings. Allah multiplies the rewards and blessings many times. Thus, this gratitude is to the benefit of a person, him or herself. God Almighty does not need our gratitude. He has no requirement for us to be grateful to him. In one place, Allah the Supreme states, "Whoever is grateful receives the benefit of that gratitude himself. He who is ungrateful should remember that God the Supreme is without need of any and all forms of gratitude." So therefore, an Ahmadi should display this type of gratitude. There are also diverse types of gratitude. An Ahmadi should search for those forms of gratitude every day within his or her life. When an Ahmadi, when a Mu'min, that is a true believer, searches for those real and true methods of gratitude, this then leads that true Ahmadi and true believer to showing true gratitude in their hearts. Gratitude can be expressed by verbally uttering thanks. When a person, for example, carries out praise of Allah Or when a person expresses thanks to anyone else, he can do so using his words. Also, through a person's demeanor and actions, one can display gratitude. In short, if a person so desires to display and express gratitude, using all his body parts and faculties, it can also display and express gratitude. In this way, this gratitude should be displayed all over a person's body. When Allah displays gratitude to people, as it says here that Allah is grateful to people, it should be remembered that Allah shows gratitude to people through the means of bestowing rewards and favors upon them. It must also be borne in mind when a person is grateful to God the Exalted, he should keep in mind the following points. Firstly, he must show great humility and humbleness, and whilst doing so, he must submit to God. Secondly, he must express love of God. Then he must also make efforts to acquire that love. All of this is also gratitude to God. Then this entails coming to know and have knowledge of every blessing and reward and favor bestowed by God. That is, a person comes to comprehend that this grace and this blessing given to me has been given by God. A person should have the knowledge that every reward that I have been granted is due to the grace of God. This realization should also be born, and this also is a form of gratitude. Then, whilst verbally professing the rewards and blessings of Allah, we should praise the Lord. We should immerse our tongues and our words with the remembrance and praise of Allah. Also, we should utilize all the given rewards and blessings of Allah in a manner that can become the means of acquiring the pleasure of God and in a way that would be pleasing to Allah the Exalted. As a result of acting in this manner, the gratitude that a person displays will become a true gratitude and will become gratitude that is pleasing to Allah. As I stated, as an outcome and result of this, and due to being grateful to God in this manner, Allah the Almighty bestows further rewards and favors upon such people. In other words, Allah says, if you show gratitude in this way, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. You will become one who attains this. Thus, when people meet me and when people inform me during mulaqat that there was great benefit of being in the Jalsagah and we derived great enjoyment. So this benefit and this enjoyment will truly be useful when, as a result, every single Ahmadi, to a greater extent than before, submits to Allah the Almighty, and he or she continues to worship God. When he makes greater efforts than before to attract the love of God, a person should make a list of the rewards, blessings, and favors of God and keep this before him. Those virtues that a person is unable to perform, one should make a resolution that now I shall continuously remain established on those virtues. A person should make a list of all their vices and should strive to refrain from carrying them out. An effort should be made utilizing all your faculties and capabilities. By remembering these rewards and favors of Allah the Supreme, you should immerse your tongue with the remembrance and praise of God the Exalted. You should always remain established upon this fact, that I shall never utilize the rewards and blessings of God in a wrong and inappropriate manner. If after coming into this country, God has improved your circumstances, you have been given financial affluence, then instead of using this financial affluence in wrong works and wrong things, you should utilize it to attain the pleasure of God. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, there are many people in the US of A who Allah the Almighty has bestowed with great financial affluence. There are some amongst them who with a very open heart spend on the different schemes of the Jamaat. May God the Supreme bless their money and also themselves. They should always remember the rewards, the blessings and favors of God the Exalted, and they should make every effort to continue to become grateful to God the Supreme. Do not consider financial sacrifices alone the extent of your gratitude. Rather, also make every single effort and try your level best to become truly grateful to Allah the Almighty by submitting to Him. In order to become truly grateful to God and to become a true servant of God, it is necessary to become a worshipper of God. In Canada, there are a lesser amount of people who have that amount of financial affluence as compared to the US of A. Or it can be stated that they have not reached that level of financial affluence, or at least in my knowledge, they have not as compared to America. However, as a whole, the level of financial sacrifice here in Canada is, with the grace of Allah, very high. Alongside this, however, there are other practical weaknesses and shortcomings in worship to quite a degree. If you want to become truly grateful to God the Exalted, then you would need to, as a must, remove these shortcomings. So, whether it is the Ahmadis of the USA or the Ahmadis living in Canada or the Ahmadis living anywhere in the world, they will truly be able to display gratitude when wholly and absolutely they strive to develop pious reformation within themselves, whether it is men or women, until they strive to adopt the authority and governance of the Holy Quran upon themselves. Until they make their level best efforts to fulfill the pledge of allegiance of the conditions of birth of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, they cannot be truly grateful people to God. May God the Supreme grant the ability to every single Ahmadi to acquire this level of gratitude. Therefore, carry out a self-evaluation, be vigilant of your surroundings, be watchful over your homes, and look to what degree in your surroundings, in your home, in yourself, have you adopted this level of gratitude. If the husband is not fulfilling the rights of the wife, then although he may be performing other acts of virtue, he is not one who is truly grateful. Allah the Almighty has granted the husband a wife, has granted him children. To fulfill their right, to fulfill the right of his wife and his children is his responsibility. This is such a responsibility which Allah the Almighty has placed upon him. This is no worldly responsibility. Rather, Allah the Almighty has assigned this responsibility upon him. Similarly, if wives are not fulfilling the rights of their husbands, they are also displaying ungratitude to the rewards and blessings of God. They are negating the rewards given by God. This then removes them from the list of those who are grateful to God. Therefore, as I stated, every single person and every household needs to carry out a self-analysis. On that day, when at every level our every word and deed becomes a means for acquiring the pleasure of God. On that day when we carry this out, a true state of being grateful to God will be developed. As a consequence, a never-ending sequence of Allah the Almighty's rewards and blessings will descend upon a person from both a worldly and spiritual perspective. Do not consider worldly affluence as everything. An Ahmadi should also advance in spirituality. I would like to also express the subject matter of gratitude that relates to me. This is also necessary. First of all, I express my gratitude to God. He granted the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, with such a Jamaat, or such a community, who have great loyalty and fidelity with Khilafat. That relationship of sincerity and loyalty began with those people who are in the direct company of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and upon which the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, expressed that witnessing the sincerity, devotion, and loyalty of the members of the Jamaat, I am astonished. These are more or less the words the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, stated. Therefore, this sequence of astonishing sincerity and loyalty, which is spread over approximate 125-year period, is today also displaying its splendor and glory. So never let this sincerity and loyalty die. Make every effort to enable it to permeate into your future generations. Where this sincerity and loyalty led me to being grateful to Allah the Almighty and drew attention towards praise of the Lord, and inshallah, it will also do so for the future Khulafa, there also for the members of the Jamaat. It should become a source of drawing the attention of the members of the Jamaat towards gratitude to God. This is so the relationship with Khilafat can be strengthened, and the connection of attracting the rewards and blessings of Allah can continue from one generation to the next. Thus, as I stated, I express my gratitude to Allah the Almighty, who has maintained the sincerity and devotion of the Jamaat until today. You can go to any corner of the world. You will find this connection and bond in every single Ahmadi. I also witnessed the scenes of this in the USA and also here in Canada. I saw it in children and also in elders. I witnessed it in men and also women. I observed it in the very young and also in the elderly. The world assumes that in the USA there are only people with materialistic thoughts and that they do not have much connection with religion. However, in my 2-week stay in the USA, the sincerity and devotion that I witnessed in the USA amongst the Ahmadis when I reached there, the fidelity and devotion that they displayed. The young duty holders for 2 weeks remained with me and were with me during my journeys. Some people put their jobs or employment on the line, or others did not care at all for it. Some people informed me that we started a new job. To meet you and for Jalsa, we could not obtain leave, so we have left our job. May Allah the Almighty create ease for all such people. May God the Supreme bless their sincerity, bless their personal lives, and also bless them. Thus, this sincerity and loyalty leads one towards praise of God. Alongside this, I also would like to thank those people who with great sincerity and devotion carried out their duties during the Jalsas in various departments. I should also thank all the attendees of the Jalsa, both in the US of A and also in Canada. We should pray for them. May Allah the Almighty treat them in such a manner that instead of falling to any anxiety or restlessness, they should acquire such tranquility. They should be granted such blessings and rewards that to a greater degree than before, they are granted the ability to serve their faith and that their inclination is drawn in this direction. I travel to various cities in the USA. I can say with great resolution that in all these places, the old local Ahmadis and also the Americans showed great sincerity and devotion. Those who recently came from abroad and settled here also showed this sincerity and devotion. However, to all these people, I once again draw their attention to what I said at the outset. Your gratitude and your attraction of the blessings of God will be correct. Your expression of devotion and fidelity will be true. When you transform this expression and display of gratitude into the loftiest standards of the worship of Allah and the remembrance of the Lord. So therefore, this topic of gratitude that I began, the pinnacle of it, is that the Khalifa Iwaq, the Khalifa of the time, and the members of the Jama'at, becoming true abids, true worshippers of God, should fulfill the right of gratitude. This time in the USA, I especially amongst the youth, saw attention towards introducing the Jama'at amongst various categories of people and conveying the true message of Islam. With the grace of Allah, they have formed very good connections. You should always, however, remember that these connections should not be created for the purpose that we are to attain any worldly benefit from these connections. In fact, these friendships that you form should be for the reason that we must enlighten the entire world with regards to the true teachings of Islam. Further, we must bring the entire world under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also had discussions with the press there. The journalist from CNN asked me the question that what is the possibility of Islam spreading in the USA? So I responded to him, true Islam is presented by Jamaat Ahmadiyya. That does not only have a possibility of spreading in the USA, but in fact of spreading all over the world, because that is not spread through extremism. Rather, this is spreading through winning over the hearts. It is spreading and it will spread through presenting the true teachings of Islam. So therefore, our youngsters, our men, our women, and our elders who have a connection of sincerity and loyalty with Khilafat and who display this bond, they should remember that our objectives are not worldly. For every connection that is worldly and every matter that we express, its direction, its thought and consideration should be towards attaining the victory and success of Islam. This can only come about at that point, when we show true loyalty and fidelity with the Lord who is one and who created us. Normally, whether I am addressing worldly leaders or anyone else, I say exactly this, that our true purpose is this. In any case, as a whole, the tour of the USA with the grace of Allah was very good. May Allah the Supreme continuously enable good results to emerge even in the future from this. In some places, new mosques and new centers have been obtained or purchased. They were also inaugurated. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, the Jamaat of the USA have developed quite a lot of attention towards the inauguration of mosques. They should continue this. The second point is that progressive people and progressive nations do not only look at what they have done in the past, that we have achieved this and this. In fact, they also look over their shortcomings. It is necessary to reflect over errors and flaws. It is only then that one can pinpoint the right way forward. It is only then that true guidance can then be acquired. During the Jalsa days, especially whether in the USA and in Canada. In fact, anywhere, wherever there are any shortcomings or errors, there should be a red book. Where no red book is present, arrangements should be made for a red book to be present, where the shortcomings should all be included. For example, in the USA, I have been alerting and warning the world for a long time that due to certain political, economic, and other problems relating to conflicts, such a situation could arise for which we should have provisions and make arrangements. Arrangements and provisions should be present to prevent anxieties, both at the home and the level of the Jamaat. In the USA, quite often, natural disasters such as hurricanes, etc., come about. So there, in every respect, wherever mosques and centers are being formed, such arrangements and provisions should be provided, where there should be a regular supply of electricity and water. For nowadays, without this, one cannot carry out their livelihood. Recently, when I was in the USA, we were in Harrisburg for the Jalsa, and there was a typhoon or a hurricane. The electricity in Beit al-Rahman, and in fact the electricity of the entire area, including the water, stopped. There was no arrangement in this circumstance for water and electricity. Although at the level of a Jamaat, there should be generators in such places, so that immediately Jamaat buildings can be provided with electricity and there can be a supply of water. Perhaps this is a divine decree. Some people presume that this all happened from God the Exalted. Because first normally a warning comes, but all of this happened without warning. There was a possibility of bad things happening, but Allah the Almighty delayed this. But in any case, God knows best what actually happened. In any case, we must most certainly fulfill our provisions and arrangements to a degree in all places. Now I come towards Canada. Perhaps they are thinking that I am giving the sermon in Canada, but I'm speaking about the USA. I have spoken about the points of praise and shortcomings of the USA. Now I shall speak about yours. Some matters are joint. For example, it behoves the entire Jamaat that they should be grateful to Allah the Almighty. They should also form a connection with God. In fact, not only in Canada or America, this is a duty of every Ahmadi in the world, that they should form a bond with God. I have said this again and again. Secondly, as I stated, these scenes of sincerity and loyalty were witnessed in Canada and they are still being displayed here because I am still present here. On the day that I arrived, one of my relatives from Pakistan who had also visited the USA, she received a phone call from the USA that how was the welcome of Hazur? Was the welcoming better in the USA or Canada? So her response was that in this respect, Canada have left USA far behind. In any case, they were going to leave them behind because you are greater in numbers, your atmosphere here is such where you have Peace Village, the majority are Ahmadi households and you have a mosque there present. But in order to benefit from this, just an apparent outward welcome is insufficient. You also need to keep in view the subject of gratitude to God. Allah the Almighty has assigned you a place where you live together and you have a mosque attached here. You need to populate this mosque. It is then that the beauty of the mosque and gratitude to God will be truly expressed. Elder people come here anyways. They are mostly retired, they have no other work, perhaps they come here 5 times a day for their prayers. The true purpose will be fulfilled when children and youngsters understand the true purpose of worship and come here to the mosque. When they populate the mosque, when they establish the traditions of the Jamaat, it is when girls and also women protect and safeguard their values, their modesty, and also their sanctity. It is when young boys also come to identify their values and do not instead drown in this society. It is when this effort is made to obtain this objective that you can become those who are truly grateful to God. Otherwise, to merely raise slogans or to come outside on the streets for a welcoming, this does display sincerity and devotion to a degree. However, this does not acquire the true purpose and objective. The local people here, the mayors and the politicians met me. They are generally very positively impacted by the Jamaat. Some say to me that you should be proud of your community, for look at the various types of people who are members of your Jamaat. They are very law-abiding. With the grace of the Almighty Allah that we have all of this. But these people look at things from a worldly perspective. They see us at a high standard from this point of view. However, we need to look from the perspective which is shown to us by the Holy Quran. That perspective, which in this age, in light of the teachings of the Holy Quran, was clearly elucidated to us by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, on whom be peace. Our highest levels of moral values and religious values are not values that are formed by the people of the world. In fact, they are values that have been set down by God. Thus, in order to please God, in order to become grateful to God, it is essential and necessary. As I mentioned previously, we must strive to adopt the governance and authority of the Holy Quran upon ourselves. So therefore, do not look to the earth and the people of the world. Rather, look to the heavens and look to the Malik, the master of the heavens and the earth. When you do this, it is then that all of you can become truly grateful people. It is when you do this that your welcome, that your slogans and your every action and deed will be such that they will attract and acquire the pleasure of God. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, positive results from my tour have emerged both in the USA and also here in Canada. And those results are continuously emerging. Some girls wrote to me, both in the USA, who grew up there. And also girls here have written to me, and these letters are continuously being received. They said that listening to what you stated, we have come to realize the sanctity of a woman and a girl, and the modesty of a woman or a girl. We have now come to recognize our importance and the significance of parda. We have learned about the station and the status of an Ahmadi girl. Similarly, young Ahmadi boys said they have come to understand the importance of namaz, the formal prayer. Some girls said that we used to previously think that we would never have the courage to wear the burqa and the hijab in this society. But when we came wearing the burqa and hijab and the coat and listened to you, now we promise to never remove our burqa. So therefore, this is their way of thinking. May Allah, the Almighty, enable this way of thinking to always practically take shape for all times. And may these girls, as they have pledged, continuously safeguard and protect their modesty and sanctity. Also, with regards to prayer, some people promised me during their meetings with me that you will never hear any complaint regarding us. They also mentioned this in writing in their letters to me. These matters lead me towards remembrance and praise of Allah the Supreme, for it is He who has command over the hearts. For it is God who has the power to transform the hearts. It is God who creates impact upon people's tongues. Look at the manner in which God, upon the call of the Khalifa of the time, they have obeyed and are inclined towards self-reformation. And with a resolute determination, they have now stood up to make others recognize their status. Whereas these very people, just a few days before, were ashamed, were hesitant, and some would become anxious in their schools. So therefore, in those people in whom these transformations have occurred, they should now express this gratitude to Allah the Almighty with this pledge that they will maintain these pious reformations within themselves for all their lives. For this purpose, they will supplicate to God Almighty for His help and succor. And ultimately, they will submit to God so that these qualities that have developed within them can remain perpetually. Similarly, in those men and young boys in whom these transformations have occurred, they should also lead their lives with this thought that this self-reformation must stay within us forever. Previously also, briefly, I drew the attention of the husbands towards fulfilling the rights of their wives, and vice versa. For this also, bear in mind that you need to create an atmosphere of trust and confidence in the homes. For nowadays, the unpleasant situations that are arising, the relationships that are breaking, is a result of a lack of trust and confidence in the atmosphere at home. It is also for the reason of not acting with honesty. So therefore, whilst acting in an honest way, husbands and wives should trust and have confidence in each other. Amongst the youngsters, new relationships are forming nowadays. When they marry on the behest of their parents, then they should show loyalty to that relationship. If they are interested elsewhere, then in such a case, neither should the boy ruin the girl's life and vice versa. You should openly say to your parents before your marriage that we do not want to get married here. We would like to get married somewhere else. Always keep in mind that in Islam, the foundation for marriage is based on purity. It is not based on worldly aspects. Amongst the four qualities that the Holy Prophet ﷺ inculcated a man, which he should look in when he marries a woman, he gave the most emphasis and importance to the fact that you should look at her religion and her faith. Do not look at her beauty, her money or family status. Look at her spiritual level. So therefore, when boys look at the spiritual state or desire for a religious girl, then the boy needs to be religious himself. I mentioned this in various khutbat nikahs, sermons of nikah. If boys will be religious and spiritual, if girls will be religious, it is at that point that we can acquire that true happiness and that true gratitude, which is the purpose of the establishment of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. Always remember that our foundation is upon purity. It is not upon materialistic and worldly aspects. Do not be influenced by the worldly society here and cause your life to become restless. Do not think that the people here are extremely happy. In this temporary life, the people here are happy for a few years, but then they ultimately also fall prey to anxiety. The end result is restlessness. Thus, from the outset, your thoughts should be led by purity and how Allah the Almighty's pleasure can be obtained. As I stated previously, that from a worldly perspective, with the grace of the Almighty Allah, in many families, better circumstances have now arisen after coming here. Thus, remember this grace and blessing of Allah also. Do not drown in the glitz and glamour of the world. In fact, always remember that Allah the Exalted bestowed this blessing and grace upon you. Always remember your roots and your foundation. Always remember your principles. Always keep in view your past. And then look at what blessings and what bounties Allah the Almighty has bestowed upon you. And then these blessings should make you into one who is grateful to God. A true mu'min or a true believer is he who remembers all these points, and then when he remembers it, he becomes grateful to God. Similarly, if you have now started acting upon this aspect of gratitude, also keep this in mind, that the enmities and grudges between brothers, between friends and between relatives should be removed and dispelled. because by removing these mutual enmities and grudges and taking steps towards reconciliation accumulates the blessings of God and makes a person into an Abdul Shakur, a truly grateful servant of Allah. So therefore, every single person must remember all these points at all times. Here in this society and environment, when I leave my house here, in a large number, children come and stand on the streets. The voice of salam and salam comes from all directions. Nare takbir or slogans are raised. So this atmosphere of salam is an indicator towards a heavenly atmosphere. So therefore, do not limit this to just an apparent and outward salam. In fact, make this into a means of a deep and heartfelt salam, so that this world can also become a heaven, and you can also partake of the heaven of the hereafter. Children raise slogans of Nare Takbir. In various ways, sincerity and loyalty is expressed. This passion is normally seen to a greater degree in children. So therefore, in order to maintain this passion and zeal, great effort is required. This effort entails that the elders and also the children should make endeavors to acquire this true spirit. Explain to the children what this true spirit actually is. That is, of salam and also of raising slogans. This spirit and this reality will be clear at that point, when the actions and the deeds of the elders will be for the sake of attaining the pleasure of God, when for the sake of fulfilling the right of God, and when for the sake of fulfilling the right of the brothers and sisters, they draw the attention of others. So therefore, everyone must understand this responsibility. I would like to also draw attention from an administrative point of view. As I stated, this is not only for the USA. In fact, this counsel is also for you, that you should deliberate and reflect on your weaknesses and shortcomings. You should form a list and you should include this in a red book. When you make your program for the next year, you should keep in view all of these points. For example, on this occasion, I'm receiving many letters of complaints that there was this and this shortcoming, there were shortcomings in the ladies' foods, there were shortcomings in the etiquettes, and so many other shortcomings have been mentioned. However, one point that spoiled the programs of the Jalsa at certain places was that on this occasion, on virtually all 3 days, there were problems with the sound somewhere or the other. I do not understand that you have been holding the Jalsa in that venue for a long period of time. Then why has this problem arose? To just ordinarily say that we made a mistake, we did not have this and we did not have that, this is insufficient. You need to search for the reasons behind this. This is so that these shortcomings do not occur again. I feel that some of the office holders of the administration do not cooperate with one another. There is no coordination amongst them. For this reason, all of these predicaments arose. If this situation persists, that there is no mutual cooperation, then there will be no blessing in your work. There is no doubting the sincerity and loyalty of the members of the Jamaat. However, office holders also must look at themselves. They must reflect that with which intention are they carrying out their work. So thus, Amir Sahib should also watch over this matter and it should be looked into in depth. Without reason, unnecessarily, every person should not be trusted. I mentioned that day in the ladies' session of the Jalsa that it would be better that here the Jalsa should not be held. I did not state the following part of that sentence. What I was in fact thinking was that if the administration cannot take care of the arrangements here, then in that year that I am due to come, then the Jalsa of America, of Canada, of North America should just be held in America. Your costs will be saved, there will be less problems, and the attention of both countries will also be drawn towards self-reformation. However, when I see the sincerity and devotion of the members of the Jamaat of Canada, I consider that I should give one more opportunity to the office holders in Canada to reform. Those office holders who only have the worldly matters embedded in their hearts, they should self-assess. There is no need for anyone to tell them. That is, if they desire to continue to have opportunities to serve. This state of affairs is prevalent amongst the men and the women. Always remember that it is a pious intention that will infuse your work with blessings. Selfishness and egotistical activities will ruin the future generations and will also make you ungrateful. Because of this, rather than becoming the recipient of the rewards and blessings of God, God forbid, may you not become the source of incurring the wrath of God. I say to the new generation that do look at the good aspects of the elders, but do not look at their bad points. Do not assume that whatever they are doing is good. In short, always look at good things, and they should be your guiding principle, in particular for the youth. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, in terms of connections, in terms of friendships in Canada, I observed improvement. They have maintained their previous relationships, which they had formed before, and now they have increased further. I also met more well-established people this time. May positive results also emerge from this. As I stated, in the USA also, due to the efforts of the youth, these connections have been formed, and also here. In the USA in particular, the youth have carried out a lot of work in this regard. An Ahmadi should strive to form all such relationships and connections, and should make efforts to fashion their every action and deed to utilize it in such a way through which, as a result, new avenues to spread the message of Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam can open up. And this alone is our objective. To obtain this, every single Ahmadi should make efforts. It is then that the sentiments of gratitude to Allah the Almighty will be expressed before God Almighty practically. You are expressing a temporary sentiment of sincerity and devotion. For example, putting up lights on the houses, the hustle and illumination in the streets to present yourselves for duties. However, the permanent expression of sincerity and loyalty is that you should obey every single word and command of the Khalifa. You should not raise any question that in these Western countries there is this and this difficulty that we have to face. If you have a firm resolution, then no difficulty will ever emerge. Progressive nations, revolutionary nations, do not look at difficulties. Rather, they look at what they have to do, the actions that they need to undertake. There is only a need to change your way of thinking. It is this that will become a source of us bringing about a revolution in the world. May Allah the Almighty enable all of you to lead your lives in this way of thinking. May Allah the Almighty also grant me the ability to fulfill the right that the members of the Jamaat have upon me.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ